I'll call the meeting of the board to order. Mr. Hernandez, would you please call a roll?
Trustee Actenberg, Governor Brown, Speaker Pettis, Chair Carter,
here.
Trustee Chandler,
here.
Trustee Shane,
here.
Trustee Dixon, Trustee Farrar,
here.
Trustee Fong, Trustee Fortune, Trustee Glazier,
here.
Trustee Guzman,
here.
Trustee Houck,
here.
Trustee Kung,
here.
Trustee Lang, Trustee Linscheid,
here.
Trustee Mendoza,
here.
Trustee Mias,
here.
Trustee Monville, Lieutenant Governor Newsom, Chancellor Reed,
here.
Trustee Riddell, Superintendent Torlakson,
here.
Trustee Tony. Chair Carter, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. This is the time in which the board hears from public speakers. We will proceed with a maximum of 30 minutes, and I do absolutely mean a maximum of 30 minutes. For public comment, each speaker will be asked to limit their remarks to no more than 3 minutes. And when that speaker's time has ended, I would respectfully request that they relinquish the microphone so that the next speaker can be heard and available to address the board. Ms. Hernandez, please call the first three speakers.
Pat Gant, Mike Geck, and Rich McGee of CSEU.
Good morning. My name is Pat Gann. I'm the president of the California State University Employees Union, SEIU Local 2579, representing 14,500 staff employees of the CSU system. Yesterday, I delivered to the Collective Bargaining Committee and CSU Management petitions representing 5,000 signatures of our positions at the bargaining table and our members and our supporters' statements supporting our position of no parking fee increases in the collective bargaining process. We go back to the bargaining table in the first part of December in an attempt to resolve our differences at that table. But today, I'm not going to talk about the bargaining table per se, because today is also about change, and the people in this room are supposed to be leaders of the institution and the community. We come to the bargaining table as unions to basically represent our employees and try to solve the problems. And our job as a union is to put a face on our issues, which I believe we did yesterday, and to get you to come to our side of the table and walk in our shoes, or imagine that, to try to make a change with something we can live with and ratify for our members in their working conditions. So there we want you to come across the table and join us and to solve the problems. Today, I am here to ask you to come across this half wall and join the public outside to make a change in California. We need revenue in California. Call it revenue, call it taxes. It's not an easy thing. You just spent about an hour wrestling with the issue of student fees. Compared to what we have to do in the state of California, that's easy. What we need to do is wake up California. Right now, there's a realignment going on in the prison system. 40,000 inmates are being transferred back to cities and counties that cannot house them, handle them, or supervise them. That is going to change the communities we live in. That was part of the budget process. Part of the same budget process has a sword over our head where we're looking at a $100 million cut in mid-December that could be a $200 million cut, and who knows what next year changes. Something has to change. Please join us. Make a change. What kind of state do you want to live in?
Thank you, Pat. Russell Kilday Hicks.
Oh, no, I'm yielding my time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to use Russell's time along with mine. My name is Mike Geck, and
hold on,
I'm a...
Hold on just a minute. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I would like to use Russell's time that he's yielding, and also with my time.
No, you have 3 minutes. You
just
don't have his time or somebody else's. You have three
okay.
minutes.
Okay. I'll try and read quick. Board of Trustees, President, students, and colleagues, my name is Mike Eck, and I'm a work and asset management specialist at Cal State San Marcos. I'm also a proud member of CSUEU. I begin my remarks with one question for you to consider from this moment forward. Which side of history will you be on? This is the question you must ask yourselves at this pivotal time in our nation's and our world's development. What you're seeing unfold in front of your eyes on a daily basis for the last couple months is probably quite startling to some of you. Earlier this year and in years past, you would see students on campuses occupy a building or two, and that in and of itself would be unsettling to many of you. Now you see cities being occupied. You see general strikes with tens of thousands marching through the streets and shutting down ports. You see the authorities abuse their power on a nightly basis, and nonviolent demonstrators get hauled to jail by the hundreds. You see calls for justice and social and economic justice, true democracy and fairness, the magnitude of which hasn't been seen for decades. You hear the drums of change beating on your doorstep right now. And this is only the beginning. Fairness, as far as CSUEU's contract negotiations with the CSU is concerned, is severely lacking. We willingly voted for furloughs during the initial wave of the 2008 financial meltdown. You hinted at us giving up our 10% of our pay via furloughs. Our members voted, and by an overwhelming majority, 90-plus percent, we said we will sacrifice. Unfortunately, the budget woes kept getting worse, and campuses started to freeze hiring. As our co-workers retired and moved on to other opportunities, and as layoffs in our bargaining unit swept across the CSU, those of us still employed with the university and very grateful for our jobs were asked to do more with less. When we were asked to take on the extra workload without compensation, we said the students, faculty, and administration rely on us to accomplish their noble mission. Being of service to them and the public is our noble mission. We will sacrifice. As proud public servants, we know that first and foremost, the university's mission is our mission, and we have demonstrated year in and year out, we will bear the burden, and we will sacrifice to carry out that mission. But these sacrifices do not come without a price. This is how those sacrifices have directly affected me and my family. As furloughs neared their end, my single-income family of six was in serious financial trouble. We almost lost our home, the same home that my wife grew up in. Since furloughs have ended, we have been able to stabilize, barely save our home from going into foreclosure, and very, very slowly recover, little by little. It's still a struggle every month living check to check, especially at the end of the month. But you know, while we may live modestly, we also live very gratefully for that which we do have. Is that my time?
Would you call the next three speakers, please?
Okay, thank you. As we stated yesterday and earlier today, the CSU's bargaining team...
Would you call the next three speakers, please?
This is censorship.
Rich McGee, CSUEU, Lillian Tays, President CFA, and Joseph Dobzinski, CSUEU Vice President.
Good morning. When full contract bargaining began between the CSU and the CSUEU earlier this year, we were repeatedly and often told at the table that status quo is what the CSU was seeking and what they really desired. But some of the CSU's recent proposals, including allowing campuses to raise parking fees as they see fit, are not status quo, and instead represent real economic takeaways from the staff. The same staff who have seen no increase in salaries in 5 years, the same staff who have seen their workloads double and triple, the same staff who have seen cost of living rise nearly 40% during that time, and the same staff who invested their lives and careers in service to the CSU. Please, Chancellor Reed, Chair Carter, I urge you strongly to tell your bargaining team to please return to status quo. We need a contract we can ratify. We need a contract capable of being ratified. We must all remember, when the contract process is over, that we both work for the same team. Our mission, our goals, and our focus should be serving the students in the best, highest education system in the United States. Thank you.
Chair, I'd like to request my time back, please, just so I can finish.
I'm sorry. We have a very compact schedule. When we get to the other speakers, if there's time remaining, I will call you back.
Okay. I was on the list.
I'm going to call you back, but not back in the middle, okay? Next speaker.
Lillian Tay is president of the California Faculty Association. Tomorrow, November 17th, the faculty of this great university system will take the historic step of striking on two campuses, Cal State East Bay and Dominguez Hills. Faculty and staff have been more than patient as we've watched this administration focus obsessively on the well-being of presidents and top managers and pay millions to consultants to duplicate the work of existing departments. We've waited for years for this chancellor to prioritize the people of California and the people out on the campuses, the students, staff, and faculty who built this system. Instead, like so many other leaders in this nation, you've talked openly about how a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. You have administered shock therapy by bombarding our students, faculty, and staff with one ill-conceived initiative after another. These initiatives all try to do higher education on the cheap. There's a reason that those in the trenches see most of you as the 1%, isolated, remote, cut off from the consequences of your decisions. Meeting after meeting, we watch you make decisions that will have disastrous long-term consequences for a whole generation of Californians. Meeting after meeting, we watch you turn a deaf ear to students who suffer from your decisions and faculty and staff who are horrified by them. Instead of listening, you act as if you are the CSU, and the rest of us should, in the words of the chair, just shut up and get on with the program. There is a reason that so many of you continually look to us to bail out the university by relentlessly raising fees and refusing to compromise on contracts. Like Wall Street and Bank of America, you are using us as ATMs while asking us to accept this as the new normal. Well, this is not normal, and we will not accept it. Enough really is enough. We know our three-minute speeches at your highly choreographed meetings in front of this little microphone will never change you. But there's a sea change gaining momentum outside your tightly closed circle in the world and in the CSU.
And it's coming for you.
We think it can change even you. The shift in understanding on the part of the 99% puts your leadership and your legacy under a bright spotlight. That shift can, we believe, open a real conversation about the need for a board that is truly representative of the people in this state and of the people they are supposed to lead. We think that is a conversation that is long overdue.
Ready?
Yeah.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
This is a message from the 99%.
This is a message from the 99%.
Over many years,
we have come to you
at these CSU Board of Trustees meetings,
to demand justice
for students, for staff, for faculty, and the people of California. You say there is no money,
and yet,
you have compensated the latest campus president.
You have compensated the latest campus president
with $400,000 per year.
You
have given raises to managers and executives. For so-called increased workload. You spend millions on contractors and consultants. To make decisions you are paid to make. You appointed a special committee. On executive compensation. To have rich people give themselves more public money. We know you are not telling the truth. Now you have told students.
Now you have told students.
They must pay more for less of an education.
They must pay more for less of an education.
You have told staff.
You have told staff.
They must pay and work more for the same wages.
They must pay and work more for the same wages.
You have told faculty.
You have told faculty.
They need to take on higher workloads for the same wages.
They need to take on higher workloads.
We will not take this anymore.
We will not take this anymore.
The demonstrators outside.
The demonstrators outside.
Come from our communities.
Come from our communities.
Both on and off campus.
Both on and off campus.
We are tired of your attempts.
We are tired of your attempts.
To shift the burden of these cuts among us.
To shift the burden of these cuts among us.
We now want to see you share this burden.
We now want to see you share this burden.
And take it back.
And take it back.
We demand an end.
We demand an end.
To higher tuition that saddles our students with debt.
To higher tuition that saddles our students with debt.
We demand an end.
We demand an end.
To bullying in the workplace.
To bullying in the workplace.
We demand an end.
We demand an end.
To contracting out work that can be performed by our staff.
To contracting out work that can be performed by our staff.
We demand an end.
We demand an end.
To attempts to decimate the layoff process.
To attempts to decimate the layoff process.
We demand an end.
We demand an end.
To lobbying against us in the legislature.
To lobbying against us in the legislature.
We demand an end.
We demand an end.
To attempts to mimic for-profit universities.
Attempts to mimic for-profit universities.
We demand that this board.
We demand that this board.
Reflect the economic diversity of California.
Reflect the economic diversity of California.
We demand that students.
We demand that students.
Staff.
Staff.
And faculty.
And faculty.
Have an equal say in the CSU.
Have an equal say in the CSU.
We demand living wages.
We demand living wages.
All staff and faculty.
For all staff and faculty.
These are our demands.
These are our demands.
We have no confidence in the current CSU leadership.
We have no confidence in the current CSU leadership.
We are the 99%.
We are the 99%.
We are legion.
We are legion.
We will be silent no longer.
We will be silent no longer.
We will not be quiet.
We will not be quiet.
Until we effect the changes we are fighting for.
Until we effect the changes we are fighting for.
Expect us.
Expect us.
We
are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. 99%.
Would you call the next speakers, please?
Erica Anderson, Scott Clifford, Tanya Mann.
We are the 99%.
Just taking time from the
audience. I just want to point out to you that the longer you chant, you're stopping other people from being able to speak. So some of your 99% colleagues will not be able to speak. Thank you. The next speakers, please.
Erica Anderson, Scott Clifford, Tanya Mann. UAW.
Hi, this is I'm speaking for Erica Anderson. My name is Rich Anderson, and I'm president of UAW 4123. It's the union for over 6,000 TAs, grad assistants, and tutors at the CSU.
Excuse me, is Erica not here?
I'm speaking for her.
Question. And the question was, is Erica here?
She's always with me in my heart. She's my wife.
Don't.
I'm here today.
That is. Let me just tell you, that is such a lovely. That is such a lovely
coalition.
Comment. Thank you very much. And I only wanted to be sure. I only wanted to be sure that Erica would have an opportunity to speak if Erica was here. So you're speaking.
Understood.
You're speaking for her, and that's perfectly fine.
Understood. Thank you. I'm here today together with other members of Refund California, a coalition of students, workers, homeowners, community organizations, and faith groups. Together, we are working to make Wall Street and the super rich pay for causing the economic crisis that has destroyed schools, universities, jobs, and neighborhoods with their greedy, irresponsible, and predatory business practices. We seek to restore needed state revenue by making Wall Street banks pay for their share and rebuild California. I want to begin by thanking Chancellor Reed, before you get up and go, for setting himself apart as a higher educational leader. CSU police have not, as of yet, beaten and battered students in response to our concerns about escalating tuition and crumbling schools. Although, look at all these empty seats in here, and there's students outside that want to come in. I counted 130 heads in this room. Occupancy is 208. I also want to recognize the trustees who, unlike their UC counterparts, chose to meet today publicly and conduct their business of one of America's greatest public university systems. Last week, Refund California called on both the CSU trustees and the UC regents to sign on to a pledge to join the campaign to make Wall Street banks and the 1% pay for their fair share and help restore revenue to California. That same week, you proposed increasing tuition next year. That won't work. We're here today to follow up and discuss with you, the trustees. Can you join together with Refund California to make banks and the wealthy pay for their share, fair share? I want to introduce us.
Hi, I'm Tessie Reese with CSUEU, Local 2579.
This I'm sorry, Tessie, you're not on my list.
She's speaking for Tanya Mon.
So Tanya is not here. Okay, thank you.
There is a crisis today for California students and their families, but not for Wall Street and the wealthy. Specifically, the rich are getting richer, and they aren't paying their fair share. Between 1977 and 2007, the wealthiest 1% of Americans' income increased 275%. Middle and lower income families increased their share by only 18 to 40% over the same time period. Top corporate executives are getting richer than ever while working families struggle to make their ends meet. In 2010, CEO bonuses at 50 major corporations jumped a median of 30.5%. In 2010, median non-farm workers' compensation increased by a mere 2%. With the exception of 2009, when compensation rose just 1.4%, that's the slowest rate of increase in decades. In 2010, corporate profits grew 38.8%. That's the biggest increase since 1950. In order to make these profits, CEOs are mercilessly outsourcing and downsizing. In real terms, this means destroying tens of thousands of middle-class jobs, which leaves working families unable to afford the basics, let alone skyrocketing tuition bills. Between 2008 and 2010, a dozen major U.S. corporations, including General Electric, ExxonMobil, and Verizon, paid a negative tax rate despite collectively recording $171 billion in pre-tax U.S. profits, according to an analysis by Citizens for Tax Justice. Taken together, these companies' tax burden was a negative $2.5 billion, and 10 of the companies recorded at least one no tax year between 2008 and 2010. In other words, all of us that do pay taxes gave away $2.5 billion to major corporations between the 2008 and 2010, all while revenue for critical public services shrank.
My name is Jose.
Jose, I want to provide an opportunity for all of you who want to speak.
He's speaking for Scott Clifton.
And Scott is the last name on my speaker's list.
Then there's so. My spot that I moved up
no,
to take
no,
my wife's spot.
No, I told you before. No. Okay, Jose, go ahead. This will be the last public speaker.
Banks are making
record profits. Excuse me, Jose, what is your last name, please?
My last name is Amanero. Banks are making record profits and giving their executive record bonuses. Goldman Sachs' second quarter profits in 2011 were $1.09 billion, a 78% increase over the same period in 2010. Wells Fargo, the country's third largest bank, posted second quarter 2011 profits of $3.9 billion. Citigroup posted second quarter 2011 profits of $3.3 billion, a 24% increase over the previous year. This past July, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon announced its highest half-year profit ever, almost $11 billion. In 2010, between Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the amount of money set aside for bonus pay this year totaled $90 billion. That's larger than the GDPs of 157 of the world's countries. CEO, corporate, and bank profits are all soaring because they aren't being made to pay their fair share. We, the students, continue to be taxed over and over again with tuition increases. California leads the nation in tuition increases. Here at CSU, tuition has increased 283% since 2002. Since 2008, tuition has increased nearly 100%, inflating student loans to $1 trillion nationally. And now we are here today, you are planning to increase fees again by 8 to 10%. We refuse to keep paying the price while Wall Street and corporations are left off the hook. We didn't cause this economic crisis. They did. Tuition increases have created an educational crisis at CSU. Student diversity is decreasing. Students are dropping out in response to tuition increases. When and if students can afford higher education, it's taking longer to graduate. There are fewer classes available, and when they are available, class sizes are growing. We are here to ask you to take more leadership now. Sign the pledge and join the campaign to refund California. Today's agenda needs to change. By proposing to increase tuition today, you, the trustees, are planning for failure. By proposing a tuition increase, you are effectively telling the state of California, banks and corporations, you are off the hook. We don't need the money. We'll simply tax the students yet again. You are telling Wall Street, go ahead, continue to award record bonuses, make record profits, and pay no taxes. We'll just continue increasing tuition to keep the doors open. That's no leadership. We are here today to ask for more leadership and more vision. We have united as a broad coalition of students, parents, teachers, nurses, and workers who have paid more than our fair share for the crisis Wall Street caused. Together, we are taking action for a clear alternative. We are here to ask you, stop taxing students with tuition increases. Take leadership to help find the CSU funding solution in which big banks, corporations, and millionaires in our state pay their fair share.
Thank you very much. That is the end. Thank you. All right.
This is the Refund California pledge.
I would like
to the people of California. To make Wall Street corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share. For essential services and affordable, equitable public education. For pre-K through postdoctoral. I pledge to support 1. Increasing income taxes on California's wealthiest. 2. Closing Proposition 13's corporate profit. 3. Implementing a federal tax on Wall Street financial transactions.
Thank you so much. Thank you. May I please have a motion to... May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the board? Moved. Is there a second? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is carried. Trustee Hawk, will you please present the report of the Committee on Finance?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. As everybody knows, earlier this morning, we heard 2 information items and 6 action items. The first...
May I have the opportunity to speak?
I had indicated to all of you early on that you have 30 minutes for public speaking. That's all the time that's allotted for public speaking. If you want to wait until we finish the other business of the board, I will be happy to listen to you.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
If you're not willing to abide by the procedures, I will have to ask this room be cleared. Now, it's up to you.
If we have to, we can return to the minutes.
Okay, that's all right. I don't... I am now calling a 10-minute recess in this meeting. The board will disappear.